Hi, everyone around the world. This is the Mike and Abe show, and Mike is on hiatus, he said. He can't make it to the show today, but I have Carolyn with me. And we are going to talk about the city council Uber for hire vehicle bills that it appears they will be passed. They have the support of many of the council people, including the mayor, okay, and all the newspapers are reporting that this is going to happen, and Uber is taking in their shoes, okay? And I want to start off by reading a memo from the city council that came about last night, and it goes something like this. Uber is misleading the public about a legislative proposal the council is considering. Here's what you need to know. Uber says riders will have to pay substantially higher prices. Fact. These bills do not hike prices. They do call for a minimum pay for drivers because they deserve it. And the deserve is in capital letters. Okay? 2018 TLC audit study found that 90% of NYC's app-based drivers are immigrants, 46% have income so low they qualified for Medicaid, and 18% qualified for supplemental nutrition assistance, in other words, food stamps. Uber is valued at over $70 billion. They don't need to hike fares to pay their drivers better. That sounds like a strong message. It continues. Uber says wait times will increase throughout the city. Fact. Congestion is clogging our streets so badly, your for-hire vehicles is barely moving. App-based service growth added 365 million additional miles of driving to city streets from 2016 to 2017 alone, and a total of 976 million miles of driving since 2013. These bills will fight congestion and protect the environment. Uber says, this is the last thing, getting an Uber outside of Manhattan could become more difficult. Fact, we aren't taking away any service that is currently being offered, and Uber can't continue to add wheelchair-accessible vehicles for service, so your service levels should remain the same. So Uber is fighting and clawing, and I'm not in New York, but Carolyn, I'm sure you've seen all
okay,
the
ads. Okay, so what is Uber actually fighting about? Evidently, they were surprised by the cap part of these bills.
Right.
The cap is to cap the cars at 130,000 vehicles.
Well.
How could that not be enough vehicles? But you see, they don't even want that.
It's more than that, and as we read the rules, you'll see, it's the halting of issuing new licenses, and they know that their turnover is tremendous.
You know what? I don't even understand why they're upset. They just don't like the idea of anyone dictating to them.
Well, that's true, too.
They want to be writing all the
rules.
These cars will be renewed, and there's no limit as far as the age of the cars. They're immortal. Those cars could be on the road for 50, 60 years, just like they are in Havana.
Yeah,
and they will be renewed.
Yeah, well, those cars won't last 50, 60 years. Okay.
Right.
And they're not going to issue new licenses. So that means that anybody that drops off the platform, as they call it, or says I quit because I can't make a living here. Okay.
No. I think you're wrong on that, because it's not that the driver, when the driver quits, is if the car goes away, you're not going to replace it. But that car could go to another driver the next day.
Okay.
A lot of these cars are owned by leasing companies.
Why is, I'm not going to get into this. I'm going to read the rules, okay? I do believe that it will limit their ability to do what they've been doing.
Well, yeah, as we go through them, you'll see that it can. Let me just frame it that these rules basically rely on the political will of the council. and the discretion of the TLC.
This is true, but let's
you know, with a strong TLC commissioner, these rules can really have some bite and really affect change.
And it
all depends on them.
And sooner or later, there will be a strong TLC commissioner. Okay, all right, because even
she has to be given
No. Even if she stays, Mira Joshi, she won't be there forever. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Right.
You know, history, if history repeats itself, okay, the TLC commissioner does change hands every so many years. Okay, the longest guy to stay there was Matt Dowse, and God only, please, we would love to have him back, okay?
Yeah, he's a relatively young guy.
Yeah, okay.
Come back. We should draft him.
Yeah, we should, okay? But let's not even concentrate on that, because, you know, there could be another administration a couple of years from now, and another administration later, and another administration later. So what it's doing is it's giving them the power to
right.
change things. Okay?
Right. Right. Because Mira Joshi is always saying that she doesn't have the power to regulate the numbers
right.
of cars.
Okay.
So this is going to give her the power through various different ways.
Okay. So now we are going to actually read the laws, okay? Now, I've put them in an order, Carolyn, of what I think is most important to... They're all important, but for as far as what's more important than others, I put them in that order, okay?
All right, I'll click on whichever one you tell me.
Let's start with intro 144,
okay? Okay, Steve Levin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A local law to amend the administrative code of the City of New York in relation to conducting a study of the impact vehicles or for hire have on the City of New York and authorizing the commission to establish and revise vehicle utilization standards for high volume for hire services and to regulate the issuance of new licenses to for hire vehicles. Okay.
Right, okay. So the notion of the app-based yeah. service has gone away completely. They were going to make that the new category. Now they're calling it high volume for hire services.
It doesn't matter what they call it.
It is
what it is, okay?
Yeah.
All right, and they have created a different segment of the industry for hire, high volume for hire services, which is in the rules as we read them, okay?
Right. It doesn't actually have anything to do with bases. It's just the service that dispatches the trips mm-hmm. to anybody and everybody. A
right.
service could be dispatching trips to 840 bases.
Well, let's read the rules and see if all of that is so. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Be it enacted by the council as follows. Now, I'm going to mention a different laws in here that they wrote in there, which I've tried looking up some of them. It's difficult. But let's just say...
Yeah.
By law, you know, mm-hmm. each time they mention Section A, Section 42, whatever it is, okay?
Right.
All right, some I did look up, some I found it difficult to look up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Section 1A, the Taxi and Limousine Commission shall not issue new for-hire vehicle licenses for 12 months after the effective date of the local law that added this section. During which period the Commission shall submit a report to the Council every 3 months on the impact of this section on vehicle ridership throughout the city. Okay, so they're going to monitor this, okay, for a period
yeah.
of 1 year and then probably make a decision on exactly where things stand. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And we already
yeah.
know where things stand, but Let's at least, what they're saying is we're going to give you the app-based for-hire services, whatever you want to call them, high-volume services. We're going to give you the benefit of the doubt, okay, even though it's quite obvious what's happening, okay?
Well, let's say who are the high-volume services.
Uber, Lyft, Via.
And Via. I don't think
yeah.
any other... entities would meet the 10,000 trips per day requirement?
Yes, but within these rules it's written that anyone that wants to become one of these services, the rules apply to them also. Okay?
Yeah, but I think there's only four really that this applies to.
Okay. We know who they are. Everybody knows who they
yeah.
are. Okay, so it's not important. Okay? It is important, but it's not. Okay. Mm-hmm. Notwithstanding subdivision A of this section, the Taxi and Limousine Commission shall issue new for-hire vehicle licenses to applicants who provide written proof of the purchase or lease of a vehicle for the purpose of use as a for-hire vehicle, provided that if the applicant is a natural person, such purchase or lease is completed on or before the effective date of the local law that added this section, and if the applicant is not a natural person, such purchase or lease was completed no later than July 23rd, 2018. In other words, if you've already bought the car, they'll give you the license, but once this bill comes into effect, they will not.
Right. I looked okay. up the numbers of cars that yeah. are out there now.
Mm-hmm.
It's 111,968.
Okay. They're
so
all...
I shouldn't be seeing any more cars on the TLC list than that.
Okay, and all these cars are choking each other, okay?
Right, so, but I don't think yeah. we should see an increase from there. If anything, we should see decreases.
Yeah, and I just want to say, I was curious as to what do they mean by natural person?
I guess not a corporation.
I
don't know.
I did look it up. It's yeah. it's a legal term, okay? Did I save what I looked up? Wait a second. It's a legal term. I read it and I said, well, forget it. It's just a legal term. You know, it's like you make me feel like a natural person. Okay.
Yeah, nothing to do with naturalization.
Yeah,
and immigration.
Right. Yeah, right. It has nothing. It has to do that you're a person. You're an individual. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. It's a legal term. You want to know what it is, look it up. Okay. I can't even understand the definition, to tell you the truth. Okay.
So where does that leave a corporation who wants to buy 500 cars today?
I don't know.
I don't know. We
okay.
don't know.
All right. C, notwithstanding, okay, subdivision A of this section, the Taxi and Limousine Commission shall continue to issue new for-hire vehicle licenses for wheelchair-accessible vehicles consistent with accessibility mandates as set forth in rules of the commission. In other words, if the commission sees a need for accessibility vehicles in a certain section of New York City, they'll allow those vehicles to be licensed.
Right. We don't even know what the TLC standards are for wheelchair accessibility.
I don't know if anybody
knows. That's all
does.
In flux. They're having a hearing yeah. in August about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, but they will make rules on that, I assume.
Yeah, they're okay. encouraging yeah. wheelchair accessible vehicles to get on the road.
Okay. D, the Taxi and Limousine Commission shall continue to renew for-hire vehicle licenses existing on the effective date of this local law pursuant to the rules of the commission. Now, what they're saying is they'll renew what's out there, okay.
Yeah,
and I do believe that these vehicles, you know, will come off the road, you know, one at a time for one reason or another. Maybe they have an accident and total the car. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the maintenance on the car is so expensive that they don't want to bother with it anymore. Okay. Because remember, it's the drivers that are paying this maintenance or the leasing. Rental people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of whether they want to put more money into a car that's, you know, it needs an engine, it needs a transmission, it needs so much that they don't want to be bothered with it. Okay.
Right.
So vehicles will come off the road just as taxi cabs come off the road every three mm-hmm. or 4 years. You look out there and you see, oh, the taxis don't look like they did 3 or 4 years ago. Okay.
Especially since the for-hire vehicles do more mileage. Which is funny because they do so many less trips per car, but they actually do more mileage, according to Bruce Shallow's numbers.
Well, a lot has to do with what kind of mileage they do. Are they doing it on pothole streets, or are they doing it on well-paved roads?
Do we have any well-paved roads?
Well,
in New
yeah,
York?
Yeah. If you get on the Jersey Turnpike or the New York State Thruway,
oh, yes.
okay,
right? Are they going up to Connecticut?
Yeah,
something?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, but if you're just pounding around in Manhattan. Okay,
yeah.
You know, they're not going to last, okay?
Right.
unless if you spend a lot of money on ball joints and tie rod ends and all of that stuff, which I have spent mm-hmm. thousands and thousands of dollars on over the years. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Notwithstanding, okay. This is Section E. Notwithstanding Subdivision A of this section, the Taxi and Limousine Commission may issue any number of new for-hire vehicle licenses upon a determination by the Commission that issuing such number of new for-hire vehicle licenses would increase the availability of for-hire services in different geographic areas of the city where such services are needed, and where such licenses would not substantially contribute to traffic congestion. So what they're saying is, if in Soundview in the Bronx, or in Throgs Neck in the Bronx, or Bayside in Queens, or Douglaston in Queens needs this service, and there's not enough vehicles available, they will allow new licenses for those vehicles. Okay, but
right. But how are you going to keep them in Soundview?
That's
what's to prevent them
yes.
from going to Midtown.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good question. But this is.
And you know what else? They always talk about, like, only congestion only happens in Manhattan. Every time I go out of Manhattan, whether it's Brooklyn or Queens or the Bronx, traffic is horrible. It's horrible everywhere, whether it's Queens Boulevard or Flatbush or Atlantic or the Grand Concourse. It's terrible everywhere.
But there are sections of the city. Okay, or let me say of the city of New York, okay? There are sections where, remote sections, you know, I don't know where you travel, you know, do you go to Douglaston in Queens? Do you go to Sheepshead Bay in Brooklyn?
Yeah, I have been, yeah,
okay,
sure.
do you go,
well,
you know.
Well, the Bell Parkway, tell me when there's no traffic.
Well, the Bell Parkway is different. The Bell Parkway always has traffic. They've always had traffic. Okay, because people are going to the airport, people are going from Brooklyn to Long Island, they're coming from Staten Island and visiting their relatives in Nassau County. Okay, I mean it's a well traveled road, the Bell Parkway, and it's been that way since I'm a child. Okay,
right.
So, but what they're talking about is the local traffic. Okay, in Bay Ridge, or the local traffic. In East Flatbush, where I grew up, okay, all right, and what they're saying is that they will determine what's needed and what's not needed, okay.
Right.
Now you know, there might be some hanky panky going on, you know, where they bend the rules a little bit, but we hope that doesn't happen, okay.
Right. Well, they could always be geofenced, like the green cabs are.
Right, and that's written in here somewhere. Okay, let's just read this one at a time.
Okay.
Okay. Section 19-502 of the Administrative Code of the City of New York is amended by adding a new subdivision, HH, to read as follows. Okay. Now, if you want to read this section 19-502. Go to the NYC Taxi News front page, and there's a link on the menu for Title 19, Section 19, whatever, 502. You could read this. I have brought this up, okay? And what it does is, this section does is it defines different vehicles, okay, what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and here's HH is a new section. The term vehicle utilization standard means the standard for the efficient use of for-hire vehicles as determined by the Commission based on time spent, distance traveled, or both, by drivers of for-hire vehicles transporting passengers on trips dispatched by a base, the time spent, distance traveled, or both by drivers who have made themselves available to accept dispatches from such a base, and the number of passengers transported by such drivers. So they're giving these drivers and how do you define that, Carolyn? Carolyn?
Hello?
Yeah.
Somebody's calling me. That's why there was an interruption on the phone. Sorry.
How do you define that, HH?
Oh, they're leaving it up to the discretion of the TLC.
They're going to
establish some standard. We don't know what it is. 10 trips. A day, hours per day, mileage, dollars, how many passengers, who knows? They can do whatever they want. But there has to be a standard. You just can't have empty cars roaming around out there doing nothing.
Okay, so it's a standard for the efficient use of the for hire vehicles.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. as determined by the commission. In other words, they want these for hire vehicles to meet a certain standard or not exist at all.
Yeah.
Okay, in other words, if they're doing
then
one...
Then there's no need for service.
If they're doing,
what are
right,
they doing
right,
out there?
Right, if they're doing one trip a day and riding around empty the rest of the time, then we don't really need them because there are other cars out there that could take on that trip. In other words, if you have five cars and four of them are sitting idle while one car is doing many trips, you know, or if they're all sitting idle most of the time, you could consolidate those five cars into two or three cars to do all the trips that are necessary.
Well, we know how many trips they're doing because we know there's there were 110,000 cars out there and they were doing about 660,000 trips a day. So it's 6.6 trips a day per car. That's not a lot of trips.
Yeah.
Compared to a taxi that's doing, we used to do 30 to 60 trips. Now we're doing 20 to 40 trips, depending on whether it's double or single shifted.
Yeah, Carol, I'm hearing some music or something.
It's my phone.
It's your
people
phone.
Are calling me.
Oh, that's your cell phone. Can you turn your cell phone off?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I walked out of the room. Now I'm coming back.
Yeah.
I'll turn it off.
Okay. Yes.
Luckily, you can edit all this.
I can't edit the music out of it. Okay. All right, and keep the dialogue. All right, let's just say Carolyn turned her phone off. You won't hear it again.
Okay.
Okay.
I did.
All right. Now we have number three, as I take a sip of water. Chapter 5 of Title 19 of the Administrative Code of the City of New York is amended by adding a new section, 19-550, to read as follows. 19-550, Vehicle Utilization Standards. Okay, so they're going deeper into this. The commission, mm-hmm. in conjunction with the Department of Transportation, shall study... Now, don't laugh. I know what you're laughing at.
Okay. No. Mike is laughing now, too.
I know. Okay.
I know what he's saying now.
Well, I don't want to mention any names here. Okay?
No.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
All right, I got to tell you one funny thing about the person whose name you won't mention.
Yeah.
There was a hearing of the Transportation Committee in June about the L train shutdown.
Right.
And there was a community group who, 14th Street something or other, came up there with a council to talk. And their council said that the person who we're not naming is even less popular than Donald Trump in the village.
Uh-huh.
And Corey Johnson got really upset and went ballistic. He said, that's extreme. You shouldn't be saying that. Come on. But I think it's probably true because everybody's pissed about how they're handling the L train shutdown. But
okay.
I digressed. I'm sorry.
Okay, but we're not
back to the rules.
We're not talking about any particular named person, okay?
No.
Okay. The commission, in conjunction with the Department of Transportation, shall study income drivers... Oh, I'm sorry. Let me start again. The commission, in conjunction with the Department of Transportation, shall study income drivers derive from operating vehicles that provide transportation services to passengers, traffic congestion throughout the city, the extent to which various categories of vehicles for hire contribute to such congestion, vehicle utilization rates, access to services in different geographic areas of the city for one or more categories of vehicles for hire. So they want a complete study of things. The number of hours that drivers have made themselves available to accept dispatches from a base by day or week, and such other topics as the commission and the Department of Transportation deem appropriate. So they want a study of all operations of all categories of vehicles. Okay?
Right.
And that mm-hmm. would include the medallion yellow taxis, okay, which do a lot of work and do it very well. Okay, there's absolutely no over abundance of yellow taxis in this city. Okay, we're at the same number as
right. No, we're less. Yeah, there's not even 12,000 cars out there on the road every day.
I know, and we're all busy. The ones that are out
mm-hmm.
there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The study shall be conducted during the 12 months following the effective date of this local law, that added this section. So this is going to be, hopefully, an accurate and complete study of who's doing what, okay? Because I believe their goal is to, you know, say, okay, we don't need 100,000 cars picking up this many fares. We could do it with 48,000.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which is probably...
And this forces Uber to disclose all kinds of information that they may or may not want. Well, I would assume they don't want to disclose,
well,
but
they're gonna,
we'll find out.
They're going to try to worm their way out of all this, and we know it. Okay.
Yeah, I wonder if there'll be a lawsuit, but I don't know. I haven't heard any discussion of that yet.
Well, I'm sure the lawyers have their tongues out already.
Yeah.
Okay. Based on the results of the study conducted, this is B, based on the study of the results conducted pursuant to subdivision of this section by the commission. 1. Shall review vehicle utilization standards on a periodic basis, but not less than once annually. In other words, at least once a year, but hopefully more times a year.
Uh-huh.
And may establish or revise such standards for the operation of vehicles dispatched by high volume for hire services in the city of New York. And, 2, shall review the number of for hire vehicle licenses on a periodic basis, but not less than once annually, and may regulate the number of for hire vehicle licenses issued pursuant to section 19-504.
Yeah, that must be the part that Uber's worried about.
Yeah, in other words, once a year, at minimum, they're going to say, listen, you got 150,000 cars out there, and we've determined that you only need 50.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's what Uber's worried about, okay?
Yeah.
Because they know that the more cars they have out there, the more fares they will be able to book, okay? And you know, it's a pyramid, okay? Uber gets a piece of every fare that's out there.
Right. They don't care if the drivers aren't making money.
Exactly.
They don't care how many cars
are. Right.
The more the merrier. That
right.
way there's 10 cars in every block.
Right.
They can show up in a minute when
right.
you press your the
right.
button on your phone.
Right.
That's how the app works so well. It's because they flooded the streets.
Well, you know, it's
without flooding the streets, they're just another car service. Or as I call them, the car service that ate New York.
Yeah. Okay. There'll be a film about this someday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. C, the commission may vary the vehicle utilization standards established and the number of licenses issued, pursuant to subdivision B of this section, by geographic area of the city, time of day, day of week, whether a vehicle is wheelchair accessible vehicle or to a low or zero emission vehicle. In other words, they will be able to determine which vehicles are needed, how many vehicles are needed. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And by such other factors as the commission deems appropriate to address traffic congestion. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Vehicle emissions, for hire vehicle ridership, the income drivers derive from providing transportation services to passengers, and the availability of the for hire vehicle services in different geographic areas of the city. Now, as you've pointed out, how are they going to control the geographic areas, and that's a good question, and
I don't know.
We don't know the answer to that, but in theory it's a good idea. Okay,
well, if they do a study and they see, gee, there's a really high demand from East New York to Brownsville or East New York to Flushing, I mean, I don't know that there is such a demand, but I suppose
no, because most of those people in those areas have cars. Okay. Although
of course, people weren't living in caves before Uber came along.
The thing is this. The thing is, if you live in Starrett City in Brooklyn, okay, which is, I don't know if you know where that is. It's on Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah.
It's on Pennsylvania Avenue, almost to the Bell Parkway, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to go to Flushing, Queens, how many alternatives do you have to get there? Now, I imagine there are buses that will connect and take you there, okay? Or you have to get to a subway that's not close by, okay, and take that into Manhattan and take the 7 train out to Flushing. Okay, this is not easy to do, but most people that live in these areas do have cars, okay?
Right.
So, but for those who can't afford to have a car who don't want to buy a car, a service like Uber may be a good thing because yellow cabs, or at least the number of yellow cabs that we have now, you can't service the entire city of New York. Okay.
Right, but they always had liveries out there, and now they have green cabs out there, even though there's only 2,000-something of them on the road now instead of the 18,000 that they had planned
for.
But, I mean, there always were ways to get around.
And that was addressed in by a tweet that the council members, that Corey Johnson tweeted last night, saying that we have these green cars. Okay,
yeah.
that never saw the numbers that they should have saw. Okay.
Yeah, that's actually another thing that's looming in the background, because those 18,000, permits could all be activated at once.
Right.
That would be a huge increase in the number of cars on the road.
Well, the thing is,
I'm sure Uber already thought of it.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of ifs in these. These rules, okay?
Yeah.
So the thing is this. The TLC is being mandated to follow, to interpret all of the needs, okay?
And right, established standards.
Right, and that's something that's never been done before. That's something that I said many, many years ago in an article I wrote what was it called? Ocean in the Burrows.
But,
yeah, okay. Where I said, figure out how many cars are needed before you put all these cars on the street. Okay?
Right.
And that was in 2000.
But you create demand.
Right.
You know, if you're doing cheap trips or giving, incentives.
Well, I know, but...
You create demand.
Yeah, well, I wrote that article in 2007, and here is 11 years later.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to see that at least they're thinking about it now.
Yeah.
Okay? All right? I mean, it didn't take me long to figure out there's something wrong here. Why are all these vehicles being created when we don't know that there's a need for them?
Right.
Okay. Okay. D, for each trip, a high volume, a for-hire service offers or otherwise facilitates through one or more black car base, luxury limousine base, or livery station, the commission may require the following data to be provided. Okay. One, for each trip dispatched by such a base or base station. A, the driver's license number issued by the commission. B, the license number issued by the commission of the vehicle that fulfilled the trip. Request and the base to which the vehicle is affiliated. Okay, so they want information about the driver, who did the fare, what car did the fare. C, the location from which each passenger is picked up to which passenger... where the passenger is dropped off. We want to know where you went from where to where. Okay?
In other words, this is TPEP. That's what this is.
TPEP or perhaps some other method that we're not aware of. Okay?
Right.
In other words, they don't want written trip cards. I know that.
Yeah, they want all the information on the trip.
You know, all they have to do is look at my written trip cards from 2000 and... from 1997, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, trip cards were the most difficult things to keep accurate.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay?
I had a collection of them. I threw them out.
Yeah, I mean, it was impossible. You know, people jumping in and out of the cabin, you got to start writing, you know?
Right.
TPEP was great because it eliminated the need for the written trip card and made trips accurate. Okay, so so let them come up with some kind of system like that, and perhaps they will. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The total number of passengers picked up and dropped off from the location referenced in subparagraph C. In other words, we want to know how many people did you take. So how many people are you servicing going from Douglaston and Queens to Canarsie and Brooklyn? Okay.
Right.
All right. I mean, I love doing this, you know, talking about these areas of the city that people don't think about, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, we have a big city of New York. It consists of five cities that were once independent, okay, and now fall under the same jurisdiction and the same mayor and the same city council, okay?
Right, but they have different needs and different cultures.
Yeah,
Different conditions.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. E, the date and time since passengers picked up, the date and time since passengers dropped off, the total trip mileage, the date and time of each request by the passenger for the trip, and the date and time a vehicle arrives in response to such a request, the itemized fare for each trip, including the amount of the fare, any toll surcharge, commission rate, other deduction, and any tip, and a breakdown of the amount this passenger paid for the trip. Okay? In other words, the city council is telling the taxi commission, get all the information that's out there. Okay? All right? The payment of that each driver received for each trip. They want to know how much the driver was paid. You know, if Uber collected $100 for the fare, how much did you give the driver?
Right, the driver.
You know, we don't want we want to know every single penny where it goes. Okay? And they know they have all this information for the yellow taxis. Okay? Okay, the only thing they don't have for the yellow taxis is the cash tips. Okay? All right.
No, you can deduce.
Yeah, but they could average that out. Okay?
Yeah, of course.
Right. The total amount of time a vehicle is connected to the electronic platform of a high volume or of a high volume for hire service each day and for each driver of such vehicle. Okay, the date and time at which the driver becomes available to accept dispatches from a base, and the date and time for which a driver becomes unavailable to accept dispatches from a base. In other words, they want to know how many people are working full time and how many people are just working 1 or 2 hours a day, or
and how many people had 3 apps on at the same time.
I guess they want to know that too. But what they want to know is. Is it really necessary to bring somebody out there in the vehicle for 1 hour where they just pick up one fare, they're happy, and go home?
Right.
Okay? All right, because that fare could be given to another driver who's sitting
right,
idle.
It ruins the job for all the full-time guys.
Right, exactly. Three, the amount of time spent by each vehicle transporting passengers for hire every day, and the time spent by such vehicle between trips, and... for any additional information required by the commission to conduct the study required by subdivision A or a review. And A, the vehicle utilization standards authorized to be established by subdivision B of this section. Okay, now we're getting into, you got to read all the rules. Okay, look, let's just define this as such. They wanna look under your skin to see if your blood is still red. Okay, they want to know everything. They want to.
Then we get to the penalties.
We're not there yet. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Okay. They want to proctitize everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And look up the rear end through your mouth and in your ears. Okay.
Right. I mean. But, you know, all this information on the yellow cabs has been out there for our competitors to study and, you know, craft their strategies. Well, you know, it's only fair that we could look at their data.
Yeah, and you know something? Having all of our data available, the yellow taxis, has not hurt us. Okay? It has not hurt us one bit. In fact, it's helped us if we need a fare increase or something like that. All right.
Yeah, that's true.
Or you know, it has not hurt anybody, okay? And if these other segments of the industry don't want to abide by this, you know, then go home, okay? Nobody invited you here. Well, maybe somebody
did. I mean, plus we're mandated to be out there. We're like a public utility.
Right.
You have to be out there on the road.
Right.
There's no rule that says Uber has to be here, that they have to have a single car here.
That's
you
right.
Know, that's just elective that they've chosen to be here.
Right.
We
right.
have to be here.
That's
we have no
right.
choice.
That's right. We are New York City Yellow Medallion taxis, and they
right. And nobody ever brings that up. I mean, to put us in the same category as Uber it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay.
I mean, how can they blame us for causing congestion when we're forced to be out there on the road? You know, like a bus.
Okay.
But anyway,
let me just finish
we'll go on
it.
To
There's
section
one more,
E.
One more thing. The issuance of licenses authorized to be regulated by subdivision B of the section. Okay, now E. And here we're getting into penalties. The commission shall establish penalties no less than 1 penny per trip dispatched and no greater than $10 per trip dispatched on a basis which may be determined by the commission for the failure of a high volume for hire service to meet any vehicle utilization standard established pursuant to this section. In other words, if they don't report these trips in the manner,
if they're not doing the trips, if they're not meeting a standard of utilization that the TLC is may establish, they'd be penalized. That they might be charged a penny for the trips they do, or maybe $10 per trip. Who knows?
In other words, if the standard is that each car has to do so many trips per day to be qualified to be in business, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it also says they can put them out of business because this authorization to charge a penny penalty per trip shall not affect any authority of the commission to suspend or revoke the license of any high volume for hire service or the license of any base or base station.
Okay.
So just because they're charging you a penalty doesn't mean they can't also shut you down. I guess that's what that means.
Okay. Such authorization shall not affect any authority of the commission to suspend or revoke the license of any high volume for hire service or the license of any base or base station. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean?
That paying a fine because you didn't do enough trips doesn't get you off the hook for possibly being shut down.
Uh-huh.
The TLC can say, oh, well, you're just not using the cars. You know, you're gone. You're history.
Okay, so in other words...
But then it goes on to say the commission shall annually submit to the council and the mayor a report on the effects of vehicle utilization standards, whatever they're going to be, we don't know, mm-hmm. and the regulation of the number of licenses issued to for-hire vehicles authorized by subdivision B of this section. So they could say, like you said, no, we don't need, 100,000, we only need 50, we need 20, we need whatever.
Okay.
They can do that.
Okay, so this intro 144... the entire intro basically is a study of what's going on. Okay. And
well, it's telling the TLC they need to look into establishing some standards for utilization and driver income.
Uh-huh.
Was it driver income also? Was that in this one?
Well,
they're supposed to be gathering all this information.
Yeah, well, it was mentioned in here. Okay.
Yeah, because they need to gather the information. No new FHB licenses for a year, unless the TLC decides they want to issue more licenses.
No, only if they...
Unlimited wheelchair-accessible vehicles. There's nothing in there about driver licenses. This is just... Or base licenses. This is just about the vehicles. And then the commission has to determine utilization standards, and that they have to do studies.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to continue to renew the vehicles that are already in existence. They pass inspection.
Mm-hmm.
They could issue new licenses, right? We did that. And in conjunction with DOT, they can study whatever they feel they need to study. But you know what's interesting? They do, I mean, the notion of the bases is almost being done away with because this high volume service can dispatch across classes and categories. They can dispatch to anybody. It's not like you have to be luxury dispatching to luxury or black dispatching to black or livery dispatching to livery. They can dispatch to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just, I mean, the whole notion of the bases is sort of gone out the window, I guess, in a way. So should we go on to the next one?
I guess. I just want to sum this one up correctly. It's really a study of what's needed and where it's needed. If it's needed.
And stopping issuing any more licenses.
Right.
For a year.
Or
for
more.
Cars.
Or more.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But at least a year. Okay. A year is the study, and then they'll revisit it and see where they stand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this is the intro that this guy from Uber said that it wasn't part of the discussions with the city council, and they sprung it on him, blindly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what got him ticked off, okay? And this is what got the city council to respond as to why they're doing it, okay? All right.
Well, from what we've seen so far, it doesn't look like the city council is going to roll over and play dead.
No.
Which is what they did the last time.
No, I don't think so. They seem
Cory Johnson's a young guy.
Yeah, I know.
He's a combative kind of guy. He's evidently already made up his mind about what he wants to
do. They seem determined to do what's right. Okay.
Yeah, I think he has the mayor's backing. And let's face it, the mayor didn't get any campaign contributions from the yellow industry.
No, they can't.
So he can't bring that up again.
Yeah, this is true. Okay.
I mean, it's not like they all don't get contributions from everybody. Every politician gets contributions from everybody.
And the last time our wonderful Governor Cuomo came running down from Albany on his roller skates. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He's not doing that either. Okay.
In fact, right. He said, "Gee, I think maybe we need a cap."
Yeah. Okay. Well, we needed it then, Mr. Cuomo.
Yeah. It would have been a lot easier to do it then.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to intro 838. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's a big one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to read this?
Okay.
Okay.
To amend the administrative code of New York City in relation to licensing and regulation of high volume for hire transportation services. Be it enacted by the council. New subdivisions, FF, base. The term base is the same meaning as for hire base. I'm not going to read through all these numbers. High volume service for hire service. It means an individual, partnership, limited liability, company, corporation, proprietorship, or any combination operating under or in affiliation with one brand or trade name or common brand that connects for hire transportation to passengers by prearrangement, including through one or more licensed black car bases, luxury, livery base stations, utilizing software that allows a passenger to arrange for transportation using a passenger-facing booking tool, meaning your phone, and that dispatches 10,000 or more trips in the city on one day.
Okay, that's
any and all bases using a common brand will be considered together. So if Uber has 28 bases, that's one entity.
Right. In other words, if they do 10,000 or more trips in a day,
they do. Now some of their individual bases do less than 10,000 trips a day, but taken all together, they're doing, you know,
right,
or 400 or 500, they're doing a lot of trips per day.
Okay, so if the whole corporation does more than 10,000 trips
a day. And I believe the big four would all qualify, via Lyft, Juno, and Uber.
Yeah, okay, and that qualifies them as a high volume for hire service. Okay,
so they have to be licensed by the commission. The license is valid for 2 years. Now, this is interesting. The biennial fee, that means once every 2 years, shall be set by the commission. It doesn't say what it is, because previously it was going to be $20,000, which is nothing to those four. I mean, it's nothing.
Right.
The license can be issued, renewed in whole or in part as applicable by the commission if the applicant demonstrates the need for such high volume for hire service to provide transportation to the public in each of the geographic areas in which such applicant plans to operate. I don't understand this because they all operate everywhere. So there's also nothing in here about base siting. There was another bill that was going to regulate base siting, that the bases had to be in commercial areas, and they can't all be in an office building. I don't think there is anything in here about that. So I don't understand how this would work, but perhaps that will be revealed to us in the future.
Yeah, they're limiting these things to different sections of the city. Of course, a vehicle can go anywhere once the pickup is made. But what they need is for a tool to monitor that these vehicles return to that area. In other words, if you're...
That's not how they work. They don't go back to space. That hasn't happened in 30 years, probably.
Well, they should.
Well, at least the last three or four. I mean, it's not how it works.
Look, if you're working out of Coney Island, and you're taking somebody into Manhattan, you should have to return to Coney Island to pick up your next family.
Yeah, but you know what? The black car base has never really worked like that because they always did corporate work. They were always circulating around. A lot of them were always in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Livery bases, yeah, maybe they went back to the base. I don't know. So it says, demonstrates the need for such a high volume for hire service to provide transportation to the public in each of the geographic areas in which they plan to operate in relation to the adequacy of existing mass transit and mass transportation facilities. In connection with this requirement, the applicant must submit business plans that include the number of trips arranged or dispatched through the bases, the extent trips were arranged or dispatched through such a base station during the previous calendar year, an estimate of the number of trips they think they're going to do on a daily basis, projection of the number of for-hire vehicles needed to operate in accordance with the business plan, geographic areas in the city such high volume for-hire service intends to serve. Well, yeah, I guess, you know, this the way this could work is they say, well, we're doing, you know, all of our, half of our trips are winding up in Manhattan. You know, and the TLC could say, well, we don't think there's a need for that because there's already enough cars in Manhattan.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And any information the commission deems important to consider, they have to provide. Then complies with any requirement established by the commission, which has not been done yet, to assess the impact of the operation on the environment. Traffic congestion, local transportation, noise. So they have to assess that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who's going to do that. They have to provide a description of all deductions, lease fees, everything they charge the vehicle owner or driver. They have to file its rate of fare with the commission, provide trip revenue data. You know, all those things that we went through before, you know, mileage, price, time, number of passengers, all that stuff. The penalty for operating high volume for hire service without a license is $10,000 each day. Well, good, that's nothing.
which page are you on here?
I'm at the bottom.
Oh, you're already down. This is
yeah, this local law takes effect 120 days after it becomes law.
Uh-huh.
Provided that the commission shall take such measures as are necessary for the implementation of this local law, including promulgation of rules, processing of applications, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
The TLC is going to need a lot of people to help implement all of this. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, because like you said, how are they going to know that they're not doing things off the meter as we used to do in the yellows way back when, you know, such as
right,
you say.
Right, that's another problem.
If your base is in or your geographic location assignment, I should say, your geographic assignment is Canarsie, right? And you go into Manhattan and, you know, they say, well, we don't need you to pick up in Manhattan. You know, we have cars in Manhattan that are assigned to do Manhattan, okay, for the little bit of need that's needed there, okay, since the yellows do most of the business in Manhattan, right? Okay?
Yeah, like 90-something percent. Yeah,
yeah,
95%.
I mean, how are they going to keep them from picking up in Manhattan? Okay, that's the thing, you know.
Yeah, and what if it's somebody who lives in Canarsie, who went from Canarsie to Manhattan, and then they want to come back later? Can that same black car pick them up if it's a Canarsie black car? It's going to be impossible. The simpler way to do this whole thing was, the simple solution was the $2,000 fee per driver, the one app, one driver rule, and the 10 trip per day rule. Just doing that, you probably would have eliminated half the cars. The drivers would have been thrilled. They all would have been making much more money.
Well, you know, if this doesn't work, there's going to be a lot of howling.
Yeah, they can always do other things.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, this is giving the TLC a lot of busy work, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, this is...
Oh, they're going to be doing reports. So many reports, we won't even be able to read them.
Ay.
But you know how we'll know? When I look at that number of cars,
yeah,
and it's going down from 112,000, that's good.
Uh-huh.
If it's staying the same, that's not good. Then this isn't working. So that'll be, maybe we should check back with each other on that every once in a while, and I'll tell you how many cars I see.
Well, let's wait for this thing to go into action and see exactly what happens. Okay, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to 890. Okay.
Okay.
To amend the Administrative Code of the City of New York in relation to establishing minimum payments to for hire vehicle drivers and authorizing the establishment of minimum rates of fare. Okay.
This is leaving it up to the TLC to figure this out.
Well,
because there is no established method to do this.
No, but they know that.
But I don't think you need to read the whole thing.
No, but they know that the drivers have to earn a minimum amount of money to take them off of food stamps and Medicaid.
Okay? Right, but again, it's so much harder to do this when they're working for three different apps. You know, if they were just working for one base, you could see, oh, he's affiliated with this base. He did so many trips. Each trip was so much money. He spent so many hours out there. Now when he's on three apps, how are you going to figure out whose fault it was that he didn't make $17 and change an hour?
Well, the thing is this. If each app does give them all the information that they need, they could know exactly how much each driver is making.
Right, but what if they're on two apps at the same time?
What I'm saying is, let's say you or I are a driver and we're working for two different apps, and we do a fare for one app and then we do a fare for the second app. Those apps have to report that this driver took in this much money from us today.
Taking into account the downtime in between the fares, and whose fault was it that that guy was just driving around for an hour with nobody in the car? Was it Uber's fault that they didn't give him a trip? Oh, no, it was Lyft's fault. I don't know what they're counting.
In other words, the downtime is undeterminable. Who to assign that to?
Right, and that's the whole problem. When you're only doing six trips a day, there's a lot of downtime.
Well, maybe that vehicle needs to be eliminated because there is X amount of downtime.
Right. Now, what if the drivers say, oh, in those empty hours, I'm going shopping, I'm picking up my children from school, you know, I'm transporting my wife to the doctor. It's my car.
That's true.
That's why I didn't do trips.
Well,
I don't know how you're going to get around that then.
Well, I guess.
Well, they can make it where you can't have a for hire vehicle. The for hire vehicle is there for a reason.
Right,
it's the transport passenger.
Right, right. We don't want for hire vehicles that are only going to work one or two trips a day.
Right.
That you know, if you're not going to do a minimum of say 10 or 12 trips a day, then you don't belong out there, because we have other vehicles that can pick up the slack and service the public. And nothing would be lost, okay? So find another part-time job.
Right.
Okay.
Which, you know, may be happening anyway. If unemployment is as low as they say it is, and if GDP growth is as high as they say it is, you know, a lot of these drivers are going to be going away. They said that the people who work in service and hospitality had wage raises of something like 3% in the last year, and like another 3 or 4% before that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, part of this problem might fix itself as people migrate to other areas of employment.
Okay, but there's nothing wrong with having these rules. Okay?
No.
All right, and things it is going to affect what goes on out there. All right, in some way favorably,
right.
I believe. It may not be the ultimate solution, but as they go along, they could amend these rules to create the ultimate solution.
Right.
Okay.
So we have rules on fares.
Right.
We have rules on driver income.
Right.
We have rules on lease caps. We have rules on daily rates for fleet drivers.
Right.
There's no rule for what medallion owners get.
Well, we get...
When they lease out their medallions. Maybe there should be some standards figured out on that front, too. What do you think, Abe?
I think that... don't wish for anything because you might get it. Look, I think what the medallions need is their rights to the unrestricted to the exclusionary zones.
Right,
okay.
Right. Yeah, that would fix a lot of problems.
And that's in here somewhere. I read it. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember where I read it. Let's go to the next one, 634.
Okay.
A local law to amend the administrative code of the city of New York in relation to the waiver of licensing fees for accessible taxi cabs or for hire vehicles. Maybe I read it in one of the news articles. I don't know, you know, Carolyn, we have these rules in front of us. I don't know if we have all of it, okay?
You know, well, there were other ones about sighting of bases, about wheelchair accessibility. That doesn't seem to be in this package. I don't know if those are still kicking around
not. Well, Intro 634A eliminates fees for wheelchair accessible vehicles.
Right, it eliminates the $550 annual fee.
Right, the medallion renewal fee.
Okay, so that's
does
clear.
Not eliminate it does not eliminate the fees for inspections. Okay.
Right, and it doesn't eliminate the tax stamp.
It doesn't eliminate the tax stamp.
No,
right.
So it's $550.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay, then there's this last one, to amend the Administrative Code of New York in relation to reducing penalties for unauthorized street hails license for hire vehicles. Okay, maybe
which number is that? 958.
Yeah, 958. Okay, this is two pages. Okay.
This one is very easy to misread.
Okay, so
because the part that we are interested in mostly is the penalties for illegal hails in Midtown and airports, which was raised to $2,000, $4,000, $10,000 in October of 2016. Hardly anybody has ever been given one of these fines or paid it. If you look on the TLC website, going back a year, I didn't see any fines issued. I think of the number 80-19C2. That's the number, 80-19C2. They never give these out, or they give out so few that it doesn't make it into the top 10 summonses that are given out every month.
Mm-hmm.
So, but even so, they're eliminating that. I see there's brackets around it, which upon first read, it looked like they were leaving that in, but now I see they're taking it out
Let's read this. It's only two pages, okay? To amend the Administrative Code of the City of New York in relation to reducing penalties for unauthorized street hails by license for hire vehicle drivers. Okay? Paragraph 1, Subdivision B, Section 19507. The Administrative Code of the City of New York has amended Local Law Number 52 for the year 2016 is amended to read as follows. It's the 2016 law that created the $10,000 fine.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any driver who has been found to have violated a provision of paragraph 1, 2, or 3 of the subdivision of A of this section, or any combination thereof, shall be fined not less than $200, nor more than $500 for the first offense. Any driver who has been found in violation of any of the provisions of such paragraphs, or any combination thereof for the second time within a 24-month period, shall be fined not less than $350 or more than $1,000. And the commission may suspend the driver's license of such driver for a period not to exceed 30 days. Any driver who has been found to have violated any of the provisions of such paragraphs or any combination thereof three or more times within a 36-month period shall be fined not more than $1,000 for each subsequent offense.
Or subsequent.
Subsequent offense.
Meaning fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth.
in other words, three or more. Okay. And the commission shall revoke the driver's license of such drivers. So here they're facing revocation of their license, which is a lot worse than $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they might go out there without a license, but...
Right.
Okay.
It's been done.
Okay. And now B, any driver who has been found to have violated any of the provisions of paragraph 4 subdivision of this section shall be fined not less than $200, no more than $350 for the first offense, $350, no more than $500 for for the second offense. Let me read the whole thing. Any driver who has been found to have violated any of the provisions of paragraph 4 of subdivision of the section shall be fined not less than $200, no more than $350 for the first offense. Any driver who has been found in violation of any of the provisions of such paragraph for the second time within a 24-month period shall be fined not less than $350, no more than $500, and the commission may suspend the driver's license for such drive period not to exceed 30 days. The commission shall revoke the driver's license of any driver who has been found to have violated any of the provisions of paragraph 4 of such subdivision three or more times within a 36-month period. Okay. Now, mm-hmm. Now this is the one that's in brackets here. Number two.
Which means they're taking it out.
Okay. What they're taking out is notwithstanding clause 1 of this subparagraph, any driver who has been found to have violated any of the provisions of paragraph 4 of subdivision A of this section shall be fined $2,000 for the first offense, $4,000 for the second offense within a 24-month period, and $10,000 for a third or subsequent offense within the 121 period. Okay, they're taking that out. Okay, and it says here, with these enhanced fines not affecting any otherwise applicable license revocation penalty if the violation occurred in any of the following areas: airports of the city of New York, that area of Manhattan that is south of 96th Street. Now, here's where I saw this. Okay, Manhattan, south of 96th Street and south of 110th Street, in which the hail vehicle is prohibited from picking up passengers by street hail, and in such other areas as the commission shall identify by rule. They're taking that out and replacing it with the revocation of the license. Right? Is that correct, Carolyn?
I don't know why they refer to hail vehicles.
Hail vehicle.
I know what a hail vehicle is. That's a very small part of this problem.
Yeah, but...
Or is that just how they're defining below 110, below 96?
Yeah, because that was created for the hail vehicle, which is the green car. Yes?
Yeah, but this was also created for black cars who were picking up illegally in Midtown and airports, 2,000, 4,000, 10,000.
Oh, that's true. But the exclusionary zone was created with the green cars.
Right, but then they used it, you know, as far as the fines.
Uh-huh.
So I don't have section 19507 in front of me, I could actually look at paragraph 2.
Hold on, paragraph 4. I happen to have that. What do you want me to read?
Okay, but I'm assuming that that's what this refers to, that they're taking... I don't really care about the other penalties. I only care about the $2,000, $4,000, $10,000, which I think they should keep and enforce it very strictly. They should even make it higher
so that
nobody will ever do an illegal hail in Midtown or at airports. It should be more.
Well, maybe they'll bring that back, okay? You know, all of this is experimental.
Right.
You know, proposed. Okay,
it's
but
proposed.
You know, I don't like that they're taking that $10,000 fine away. I think that they should not only not take it away, they should enforce it more. Okay.
Yeah, they don't enforce it at all.
Yeah, I know because the $10,000 fine basically tells them don't do this.
You know what they do when they give a ticket for an illegal hail in Midtown? They use another fine, a different number. So they don't use 8019C2. They use something else that has a lesser penalty. And then when the guy goes to court, it gets thumbed down by the judge anyway. So I think they asked Mirazoshi how many people, you know, ever paid the $10,000. She said one. And we don't even know if he paid it.
Well, it's hard to pay a fine like that. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that just means you're going to be out of business, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
The point of this is not to punish, and it's not to make revenue for the TLC. It's to prevent. It's a deterrent. Because they're not supposed to be there in Midtown doing what they're doing.
All right, so we've just pretty much gone through all five of these bills, okay?
Yeah, and you know what? They could all be changed by next week.
They could. Or maybe they've been changed already, you know, because...
Yeah.
Because Uber's been
working on this all weekend, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I guess it does sound like Uber was blindsided by this.
You know, all the newspapers have it as Uber is getting, Uber is getting what's coming to them.
Yeah, the narrative, okay. the tone really has changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really has. They're to blame for traffic. They're to blame for all kinds of things. Nobody ever brings up the accident they're causing.
And I believe that even their ads where they're whining about people are going to lose pay more money and lose service and all of that, even the people themselves, the citizens, they use the services, I don't think they believe it either. Okay, they are probably in favor of these bills. Okay, nobody wants to sit in traffic. Okay,
drivers on the UberPeople.net website want this to pass. They're happy, you know, because those are the guys who work full time. They want all this part time stuff off the road.
Yeah, well, I don't blame them. Okay,
But before 2012, everybody made money.
Right.
After 2012, people are having a much harder time. What's the difference? Additional 80,000 cars on the road. It's not that difficult.
Okay.
It never was.
So the big question is, will this take some of those cars off the road, or enough of those cars off the road to make a difference? Okay.
Yeah.
That's the question. And I say let's pass the bills, and if it doesn't make the difference that we want, let's make some more bills.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And eventually those cars, like you said, will have to come off the road because they won't be able to pass inspection.
Listen, the people of the city of New York, the taxi drivers, the Uber drivers, anybody trying to make a living, in the taxi industry, okay, are hurting, okay? They're hurting greatly. And until they solve that problem where it's returned to a lucrative job or a job where you can at least meet the basic needs of society. Okay?
Right, a path to the middle class.
Yeah,
as it was always called.
Right. And until that happens, they're going to hear it over and over again that you haven't done enough. Okay?
Yeah.
So, this took 5 years, almost.
To get
to this from the it was in July of 2014 when I read an article that said Uber is now giving $10 rides from Grand Central to Wall Street, and I read that and I said, who's Uber? I said, who's Uber? Where did this come?
You were probably still worrying about green cabs.
Yeah,
worrying about green cabs.
Right, and I said, who are these people? And then I remembered, Mike Bloomberg said he was going to destroy our industry. Remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody's ever asked him about, what
he's been very quiet. He's been He's been very quiet because in my opinion, he started all this. Okay? He was mad at Gene.
Right.
He was mad at Gene Friedman for reasons that we weren't even aware of, for the fact that he didn't pay any of the MTA tax that he collected. Okay? A lot of things he did, Gene Friedman.
Well, and Friedman was always challenging.
Yeah.
So
it was to him that he said, I'm going to destroy your effing industry. Okay?
Right. And he did, almost. Except it's really hard to kill us.
But what disturbs me most...
used to die.
Look, what disturbs me is that the collateral damage, which was me, and a lot of other independent taxi drivers who were all and are still, if they haven't defaulted on their loans and foreclosed on... I've always been doing the right thing. Okay?
Right.
I always paid the MTA tax. They wanted hybrid cars the lawsuit they put up, said you don't have to buy hybrid cars, which eventually they lost on appeal, whatever. Okay?
Yeah.
Or the taxi is tomorrow.
Right.
I bought a hybrid car.
Right.
I said, why not? The thing is, when the military goes out to destroy the weaponry of of say ISIS, right? And in and in doing so, they kill civilians. Okay, they call that collateral damage.
Right. Yeah, right? That's us.
You know. Yeah. Right. Exactly. And what I'm saying is, well, you can call it collateral damage, but that doesn't do the people that got killed any good.
Right. And what about the people who are hanging off the edge of a cliff by their fingernails right now, waiting to see if the city council is going to pass these bills and if these bills will help and if they'll be implemented? You know, I just, whenever I've talked to city council people, I try to impress that upon them that, you know, we're sitting in your nice office having a nice conversation, la, 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 la. There's people who, you know, are seriously considering, you know, ending their lives over this if you know, if you don't do something. This is just, this is insane. They need to do it fast. I'm glad to see, I mean, by city council standards, this actually has occurred fairly quickly. I mean, to us, it seems like a glacier moving, but I think this has actually gone through pretty quickly.
Okay, and I think that there'll be more discussion on this, you know, as the months go by. Okay, because they're trying to accomplish something. They're trying to accomplish freeing up our streets so that they're no worse than they were before 2012. I mean, there's always been traffic in New York City, but not to the extent that there is now. Okay, and taxi drivers and livery drivers and black car drivers were always able to make a living.
Right.
Okay.
That's the main thing that I try to impress upon them.
Right.
They made a living before, they can make a living again, but they can't make a living with 130,000 cars out there.
No, so the goal is to do that, and if they see, you know, after 3 months, after 6 months, that this all of this isn't going to work, then it's time to get back and do the right thing. And we can only hope that the Taxi Commission takes this seriously and does what
and does the right thing.
Does the right thing.
And implements.
And implements it as such as described.
Because this will be used as a template for every other large city in America.
Yeah.
If they pin.
Oh, the whole world is watching. The whole world is watching. New York City guides the world when it comes to the taxi cab business. Okay? Anything?
Yeah, and it's also a question of who do you want running your transportation system? Do you want a corporate super state to be running your transportation system, or do you want it to remain a local industry? I mean, that's a policy choice. You know, if you want to abdicate all responsibility and just farm everything out to multinational corporations like prisons, you know, or agriculture, what, you know, that does seem to be the way things are going. Or can we carve out this little space for ourselves in New York City? I don't know. That remains to be seen. Because that's a pretty big force to be going up against. It's not a local issue. It's an international issue.
It is.
I mean, even the International Monetary Fund has an opinion about us. They think we're holding back progress.
We may be.
Taxi system.
Well,
yeah, but maybe that's not always a bad thing.
I don't know.
You know, you haven't been in Manhattan in a while, but I can tell you that all these little stores have closed. The little stores that made life interesting, that made life convenient, you know, the shoemaker, the fish store, the fruit and vegetable store, they're gone. I mean, you're going to have to shop in a big box store or have everything delivered by truck, which is another problem for congestion in Manhattan. I mean, it was much better the way it was before.
It was.
But that doesn't seem to be the way things are going. I don't know. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. I just, I know a lot of work went into this bill, and I thank the people who pushed this forward, the Speaker and Councilmember Diaz and Chris Lynn, his counsel. I mean, I think, you know, they work very hard on this. And I think they want to do the right thing for New York. You know, it's not about yellow cabs. It's about everybody. So I think that it will go through.
Well, the prediction is that these bills are going to pass. Okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, and you know, but what's not predictable is whether they will all work.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes, all right. That the TLC will come up with a framework and whether they'll be able to implement it and how many lawsuits there'll be, we'll have to see.
Okay.
That'll be interesting.
Okay. So it's been a long show. I'm looking at the clock here.
Yeah.
It's an hour and 20 minutes since we started.
Wow.
Okay.
The record, I think.
Yeah. So we'll follow
I'm
up on this.
I'm sorry if we put anybody to sleep reading rules.
No, they're walking around with their iPhones, listening with their with the earpiece in their ears. Okay. Thanks for tuning in. Okay. And we'll be following up on this.
I want to say thanks to your sponsors.
Yeah, oh, yes, definitely. Let me remember who they are. Okay. The MTBOT. I want to thank them. I want to thank Checker Management, WB Taxi, okay, Peter Joseph, and Queens Medallion Leasing. I want to thank Taxi CPA, and I want to thank who else we got? That's it for now.
I'm looking on the page. I think you got everybody in there.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for tuning in, and hopefully I'll have this up on the internet very soon. And, you know, we're doing this on Saturday afternoon, and I'll try to get it up by tomorrow morning. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Carolyn.
All right, thanks, babe.
Thanks, Carolyn, for sitting in for Mike, who couldn't make it today. All right? And Mike is still here. But he's not here today. Okay.
He'll be back next week.
Yeah, okay. So bye, everyone, and see you again next week, maybe.
Okay. Bye, Abe.
Bye.